Let's look together at the mystery of an entirely different world. The secret of salvation is but this, that you are doing this unto yourself. No matter what the form of the attack, this will still be true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth. You listen. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering that you feel, this is still true. For you would not react at all to figures in a dream you knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may, they could have no effect on you unless you fail to recognize that it's your dream. Let's look. This single lesson learned will set you free from suffering, whatever form it takes. The Holy Spirit will repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to Him, He will make answer with this very simple truth. For this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. The form affects His answer not at all, for He would teach you but the single cause of all of them, no matter what their form. And you will understand that miracles reflect this very simple statement. I'm going to do it. I have done this thing to myself, and it is this that I intend to undo in the action of changing my mind. I intend to teach holographic universal ideas about the manifestation of the world that seems to surround you. Yeah? I have an hour. No, I actually got 56 minutes left. And in that 56 minutes, I intend to offer you a solution in the simple admission that I'm causing it. The hologram of light, here it is, says that what's out there is just in my mind. Okay? So I must free it. I'm going to read you about being free. But first, I'm going to be a little independent in the freedom of the world. Here we go, listen.
A little bit independent in your walk, a little bit independent in your talk.
How can I help it?
There's nothing like you in Paris or New York.
Why?
You're awfully easy on the eye.
Ha!
A little bit independent when we dance. A little bit independent on romance. A bit of sophistication in your glance. And yet you're easy on the eye.
Whenever I'm alone with you.
Whenever I'm alone. You weave a magic spell.
Uh-oh.
Can lulli lally though it be.
I only know that you're swell.
I only know that you're swell. A little bit independent with your smile. A little bit independent in your smile.
darling, I love you all the while. You're so easy on the eye.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit about myself, maybe. All right. Yeah, guys have ideas that you can subtract yourself from what you think you are and reach other conclusions outside yourself. You can't. Now, I'm going to try to teach you if there's nothing outside of you, and we're going to attempt to do it in the hologram of light. It requires an admission on your part. Say to me, I'm causing it.
I'm causing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm using a memory that I have. Most of you know that I've been in this occupancy for well over, 80 years? Yeah, come on, there any secret. If you guys are going to begin to teach A Course in Miracles, you're going to have to learn the memory by which I come to know this. I cannot exclude myself. Now, I'm including an extremely spiritual reference today, very simply because the spiritual reverence of Fats Waller. Okay, his name is what?
Thomas Wright Waller.
Thomas Wright Waller. All right. Did he play great piano? Yeah. Did he do great singing? Yes. Was he taken before his time? I remember just before I was in the Second World War. Do you remember that? In 1944. I went in and had experiences of death. I teach in the hologram of light that when I change my mind about the procedures of what I intend to do, the world around me will change if I am causing the world. In other words, the fundamental teaching and the reason you've progressed with me to this point is you're aware that the world out there is only in your own mind, and there isn't any world without that. Now, I'm going to play a song, one of the most spiritual songs that I have. And it was, should I reminisce a little bit with you? He used to play, Fats Waller played on WGN in Chicago in 1936. And I was old by then. I was already dashing home at noon to turn on the radio to listen to Fats, who came into the studio. This won't hurt any, can I do it? To see something. And my mother used to say, you're gonna, where are you listening to? I'm listening to Fats Waller. I like the way that he performs in the act of the enjoyment that I was deriving out of what I'm performing with you right now. That is, the song, the first song that I really sang with Fats, all right, you're not going to like it. And I walked back into school. I must have been in the, who knows, I was young. And I began to laugh with guys about the notation that I was involved, I'm updating this, with my body in the simple recognition of myself. Now, I turn on the radio, WGN, and it would begin. And I'm going to do it for you just because I feel like it. This is the song. I know the lyric. I'm going to let you listen to it because most of you have no idea what I'm doing. Hold it. The hologram of light in which I'm defining myself will indicate a reference that I hold with myself concerning what I think I am. Turn on the radio. Here we go. Fats Waller in the studio, okay, of WGN right now. Right now in 1936. Right now in 1936.
Who's that walking around here?
Mercy.
I'm beginning to enjoy myself. You guys remember, everything is memory. Can you get it? Now, I'm not offering you any memories that you don't have in your own mind when you were 12 years old.
Baby elephant pattern, that's what I call it.
Listen. Here we go.
Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, There were four of us. Me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are.
Oh, my.
From that down, there's too much feet.
Why?
Yes, your feet's too big.
I loved it.
Don't want to.
My mother used to go, "You're singing, your feet's too big." I said, "I know it."
I really hate you.
I hate you.
Because
your feet's too big. Da-da-da. Where'd you get them?
Where'd you get them? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She says she likes your face. She likes your ring.
Hey, man.
Man, oh, man. Them things are too big.
Too big.
Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you because your feet's too big. Mad at you because your feet's too big.
I really hate you.
I hate you because your feet's
too big. Because your feet's too big. Your feminine extremities are obnoxious. I think he said that.
Gun to gun boats. Shift.
Here we go. A reflection of yourself.
All your pedal extremities are colossal.
To me, you
look just like a fossil.
Ha!
Got me walking, talking, and squawking. Cause your feet too big, yeah.
This is about as
walk that thing.
This is about as spiritual as I can get with you.
I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Thank you for tolerating that with me. The two factors involved, very simply, in the idea of the new idea of the light that has penetrated into my association of the miracle of my mind in what I call, a holographic universe. Okay, this is the entire teaching of the conversion of my mind, that the reflection of what appears to be out there is actually in my own mind. The two lessons that you're getting in the miracle of the proceeding of a different world are very simply this. You want to say with me, I'm the cause of it.
I'm the cause of it.
Say it again.
I'm the cause of it.
Now, immediately, I am faced with the problem of recognizing that what's around me, I am aware that I am causing parts of it. Obviously, I'm the cause of the world that I see, but only the direction by which I view it in my own mind within a limited hologram of light that surrounds me. All right. Now, the other lesson that I intend to offer you is very simply this. If I'm the cause of it and it's not out there, I must practice not trying to change the world out there, but change my own hallucination of what I'm doing. Okay? Can you get that? There's a little Fats tune involved here. Okay, you listen to it. Because it has to do with freeing up the world. All right, and then I'm going to read to you idea that I loose this world from the surrounding that I have within the melody of the song that you're about to hear. This is a very spiritual song. I know for certain the one I love. message of the course is being told by virtually everybody, perhaps with considerably more progress than I'm making. I'll play a little Fats Waller organ music for you. I may have one song, I'll see if I have it. He was a great organ player, that a big organ in Stanley. He loved to play the organ. You got it? Now, if I'm going to free the world, I'm going to have to look in the hologram at a reflection that will justify the idea of the happiness that I'm allowed to feel. Here.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf.
Ain't misbehaving.
Misbehaving.
Why?
Saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you.
I know for certain,
I know for certain,
the one I love.
I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking.
Am I all right? Here's a holographic description of you, like Jack Horner.
Like Jack Horner.
Where?
In the corner.
I don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
What do I care?
What do I care?
Believe me.
Believe me.
I don't stay out late.
I don't stay out late.
Don't care to
no
go.
No place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving my love for you.
What keeps the world in chains but your beliefs? And what can save the world except yourself? Belief is powerful indeed. The thoughts that you hold are mighty, and illusions are as strong in their effects as is the truth. A crazy man, a madman thinks the world he sees is real, and he does not doubt it, nor can he be swayed by questioning his own thoughts' effects. It is but when their source is raised to question that the hope of freedom comes to him at last. Yet is salvation easily achieved? For anyone is free to change his mind, and all his thoughts change with it. Now, the source of thought has shifted, for to change your mind means you have changed the source, you listen with me, of all ideas you think of, ever thought of, or will think of. You free the past from what you thought before. You free the future from all ancient old thoughts of seeking what you do not want to find. Are you listening? One more. The present. Now remains the only time. Here in the present is the world set free. Here in the present is the world set free. For as you let the past be lifted and release the future from your ancient fears, you find escape. And you give it to the world. You listen with me now. You have enslaved the world with all your fears and your doubts and your miseries and your pain and your tears, and all of your sorrows press on it and keep the world a prisoner to your beliefs. And death strikes it everywhere because you hold the bitter thoughts of death within your mind. Thank you. I'm going to stay with you for just a moment because you were willing to listen to me from 1936. Say to me, well, I wasn't born in 1936.
I wasn't born in 1936.
You were born just now. See, the entire teaching that I'm going to try to represent to you is that time itself is not sequential in the idea of past and future relationship. Now, in order to demonstrate it to you in what we call the mind training of A Course in Miracles, I have to begin to have experiences in holograms of light that offer me solutions that suddenly are variant in the idea of myself. Now, it isn't necessary that I particularly see it out there. When I see it in my mind, I'm making a fundamental admission. I'm causing it.
I'm causing
yeah,
it.
I can't get away from the idea that it caused. Now, the only thing I'm going to offer you before the half hour break is this. You gonna listen with me? All right, it's over. Okay, now, the notation that time itself is only sequential and that in the hologram of light that you're seeing, it's always changing as you go out into the universe, allow you to see this. Here, I'm going to try it with you because most of you are going to hear this with me. All right, here we are. Are you ready? Here we go. Now, when I was sitting in this chair just a moment ago, say to me, that's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah, but it's not gone in my mind. It's gone because I don't need to be sitting there. Yet it's very possible for me, within this hologram of light, if you want to see it with me, for me to demonstrate to you as what you call an advanced teacher of A Course in Miracles, the manner that when I sit down in this chair, the distance between when I sat down there in 1936 or when Jesus was resurrected, okay, in 32 AD, make entirely no difference if the physicalness of his body demonstrates a solution that he found in his mind at the time of death. And that's why you have me in this particular. That's why you have me in this particular of the manner in which I intend to do it. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is this. We're going to allow you, when I came back and sat down here, to admit that where I just was a moment ago is gone. Now, I remember it, and when I remember it, it will be only present now. Now, that's gone. Now, what you learn in the Course when you loose the world, and we're going to read more when I come back, when I free the world from the containment of the restriction of the reflection of light that's causing me to see the people out there is other than what I am in my own mind. Now, the people I saw out there in 1935, in the century of progress in Chicago, which my first lovely memories are, I'll show you some pictures of, are exactly what's going on now in the world where you come together to enjoy moments of participation in the idea. Now, the difference is that you have progressed in the idea that the reflection of light you're getting is actually going on right now. Now, I'm going to take off my sweater for the second half. No, I don't think I will. Should I? Here, what I'm going to do is, if you can get me to come back here, let me try it. If you can get me to come back for this second half, you'll be more able to participate with me in an entirely different time cycle. The problem you have, it is an entirely different time cycle. My entire teaching is that you, in the limitation you impose upon yourself in the reflection of light, are establishing what you want to see out there. You're wrong. Now, when you learn to let it change, you can understand the fundamental idea that you're causing it. And in that sense, okay, you free it from what you thought, okay? Now, I'm going to be leaving you. I'll be right back. I'm not going anywhere. Now, when I come back, I'll be sitting in this chair. I'll probably have my sweater. How much time will pass? How much time do you want to pass? How much time is going to pass in this little interlude of time? Now, all of the ideas you have about the factoring of your own mind are surrounding you with ideas about yourself. When you change your mind, the world around you will begin to change. The world around you will begin to change. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to express my gratitude, because I've got to be who I am, just as you got to be who you are. And I'm going to try to explain to you that being who you are is an okay thing to do. Because as God reminds you, you're going to be the same as God within the entirety of which you think you are. There's my friend calling. Okay, let's have lunch, and then we'll come back and complete that. You can hear this. The picture that you're getting, all right, is what you wrote to yourself in the nature of what you wanted to hear. Come on. Now, you need an imprint out there, which is fundamentally what the entirety of the teaching of all of the ideas of literature, by which you perform acts of telling me stories about the past and possible future references. You're going to be faced with writing yourself a letter. Okay, you can't get away from it. You see that? If you see it, Homo sapien needs to express it in his mind. Listen. As though somebody else has written that, doesn't it? This is the nature of the human being. He loves to compare himself with the success somebody else has at authorship, okay, so that he can participate in it within the illusion that the mind that's actually performing it is separate from him. This is why you're here with me, isn't it? And make believe. You're doing it all the time. The Course in Miracles is a voice that is speaking to you from a letter that was written. In this case, we use Jesus. You can use anybody you want. That you're now able to reproduce in a testament that apparently is coming from outside your mind. All I'm really offering you is, while it appears to be coming from your mind, you then place it into a future reference of how you intend to do it, instead of what? Watch this. And flows with love the way you do. I saw you over here. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. Thank you. The new continuum of time remains an idea. Let's use the word verse or idea of the manner in which you organize it in your own mind as a speaking capacity, which is an astonishing idea in effect, what you're saying is, as a separate body form, I'm able to organize thoughts in my mind. Shall I teach for just a moment? See, you have to teach in the idea of a holographic universe that you're... So I have to go to time just for a minute. Now, we understand from the scientific reference that the universe that you see out there is about 15,000 million years old. It's about 15 billion years old. What does 15 billion years mean? I have no idea. But I can organize it in before there was light with the notation that as it is measured by Homo sapien, it's about 15,000 years. So from the time you began to reassociate yourself in fabrics of reflection of light, you begin to be able to reassociate them from the manner in which you control them in your own life and in your own mind. And in that idea is the miracle of the totality of the responsibility for a different world. You with me? What I'm going to show you now for the next 7 or 8 minutes are the idea that going on simultaneous with the idea of the particulars by which you are getting a reflection of light is an entirely another world. Incidentally, this is what we call a mind training in changing your mind about yourself so that the world that is out there will change. Obviously, you struggle from a condition of coming into where it appears to already be there. In a past or future reference, you participate in ideas of past and future reference, and you surround yourself with solutions that I reach about you. Now, all I can offer you in that regard, are you going to listen to me, is that you're causing the success that I had in all of the devastating moments that all of you have felt somewhere in the hologram of the illusion of a moment of the entirety of darkness before you went out into the universe are what are occurring now. They're what are occurring now. There's one. Now, when you let that change, I'm going to try that with you, all right? Now, I'll try some, say, experiment a little bit. Evidently, you're at the point where you intend to become a teacher, all right, a master teacher of A Course in Miracles. What's the two things you learn? Let's look. First of all, you're causing it. Now, you're already objecting to it. You may want to admit it fundamentally, but the idea you're in fact causing it, allow it to change despite your determination that there's some verification for yourself, which is based on the idea that you refuse to accept the entire overness of it. In other words, this world was over a long time ago. Over a long time ago. Listen to me, listen just a moment, and we'll read about how you are determined now to in fact affect the idea of the overness of you. The overness of you. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning. And what you behold upon it are your own wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think that you didn't make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. You look, yet in truth, you found exactly what you look for when you came, and I'm back with you for just a moment because I want you to see that in that first 28 minutes, that actually is going on right now in the case that this is going on right now. The problem is when you remember it, you refuse to remember we have reassociations of time, so you place them in future references so that you can live in cycles of being a body formulation. My entire teaching to you is that the universe that's out there, say to me, thought.
Thought.
Yeah, God. I don't know what you guys are afraid to say God. God is thought. You're going to be included in with the entirety of the universe no matter what you do. Now, the idea when you attempt to separate yourself from it, you surround yourself in a hologram of light that is unable to participate entirely. Okay, we call this separation. Now, the idea in the universe, in the hologram of light, that you can be separate galactically are why you're here in this vision. Can you see? Listen, just a little bit more about how time works. This world out there, the one that I'm showing you, was over a long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. The miracle but shows that the past is gone, and what has truly gone has no effect. Why? Remembering a cause can but produce illusions of its presence, not effects. Now, I'm back with you just for a moment. I'm going to give you a good demonstration of how you can alter your association of time. Now, I brought myself here, and I'm actually sitting in this chair. It doesn't look like I am. I assure you that if I have a vision of myself, I can be a provision for you in another continuum of time where you and I will reseat ourselves in a vision. It's called forgiveness. It's called love. It's called loss of conflict. It's called recognition of self-responsibility. Can you get it? Now, and I'm going to read you a little bit more about being free in your mind, because all of you here actually want the freedom. Now, obviously, the problem you have, and I'm going to teach about Jesus for a moment, you believe that Jesus died for your sins of body so you could be free. That's exactly opposite of the latest scientific evidence, which say you're dead now. What it says is you're dead in the association of yourself, and you come alive in a revision of your body. Okay? Listen to that. Will you listen? Yeah. Listen. There. Now, the idea, and this is going to say this, the idea that you're dying each moment are the basis of the scripture. When you got up this morning, I'm trying to shorten the time in which you intend to be dead. Now, it's a part of the black hole idea that the universe is out there. And so many of you just like the fundamental premise that it's possible. Okay, listen to me. You think you live in what is already past. Each thing you look upon, you saw, but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty, which is obviously impossible, was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it were before you still. There's going to be some changes made. There's going to be some changes made.
Changes being made.
You bet.
My friend, I'm very sorry, but you have to move. I cannot stand you any longer.
This is the hologram.
I love you all, you know. I love you all, yes, but you got to go. And La Pando is your friend until you pay. Yes, that's it.
Here we go.
You don't pay, huh? There's a change in the ocean. Change in the sea.
From now on,
there'll be a change in me.
Tell me about it.
Gonna change my way of living. If that ain't
ha! Then it changed the way I strut my stuff.
Gonna change my address where I'm living at. Gonna change my life.
Kind of love to teach. You know what? You're hearing it.
Nobody wants you when you're
old and gray.
There's gonna be some change made today.
Ha!
There's gonna be some change.
Here we go. Here.
Yeah. Running to it. Yeah. Put it on out there in the street. Yeah.
Well, is it good to see you again? This is not even... You think we're going back in time. We're actually going all the way back to 1936.
Yes, I'm for sure. Put him on up.
You're coming out of a sequence of a hologram. Now you listen. Here we go. There's another old friend of yours. He wanted to sit in with us. This is a hologram. You don't know. I know you're enjoying the music because the changes are being made. And everything is an idea in your mind. Here.
I'll change ocean, change things. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Take my way up to infinite that ain't enough. Gonna change the way Pascola trusts his love. Gonna change my address where I'm living at.
There's a lot of variation going on here. This hologram of light that you're seeing is in a different sequence of what you're in when you started out here 51 minutes ago. Now, watch this. Here, I'm going to leave you for just a second. All right, now, all right. When I come back, it will be an admission on your part that you've decided individually in your mind to alter what the world is. I know that you are in a practice of depending on the world to verify what you see out there. Now, I've got you to admit that you're causing it in your own mind. Now, that's a first step. Obviously, the problem that you have, if you're only in memory, there's no way you can update it to the entirety of a procedure of here and now in a hologram of light, very simply because you, shall I teach for a minute about how I went through my own illumination? You have dead ones walking all around with you. Jesus, when he tries to tell you that he's up from the dead and he's walking around in light, you immediately identify him as being dead and insist that he be dead with you. Finally, my dear ones, and I can read this in the scripture, he appears physically before you in the idea of yourself. Now, I'm obviously not doing anything that you can't do, but I am doing it in recognition of a thought that I had, all right, in 1935. Actually, I had it in 2148, but you don't like it when I begin to teach that you're going to get it in a future reference. Now, those of you who intend to have dying sequences, got to remember this. When I ask you to inform me what death is and what it's going to be like after you die, you're not able to do it. You're simply not able to do it. Don't tell me you can. It's a sure indication that you're positive that in a future reference, based on a past association, you're going to die. Is that true? In other words, you're going to live out that sequence of 40,000 years and then perish while the whole universe is simply waiting for you to say, no, I've had enough of that within my own mind. I'm going to change my mind about the past and the future and live in the right now. I'm going to loose this world from what I thought it was. Listen. Listen. There's no world apart from what you wish. Say wish.
Wish.
What you wish, yes. And herein lies your ultimate release. Change but your mind on what you want to see, and all the world must change accordingly, because ideas leave not their source. It's not pride that tells you that you make the world you see and that it changes as you change your mind. But it is pride that argues you have come into a world quite separate from yourself, impervious to what you think, and quite apart from what you chance to think it is. Listen with me. There is no world. Listen. There is no world. This is the central thought that the mind training is attempting to teach. Now, not all of you up until now have been ready to accept it. And each one of you must go as far as he can let himself be led along the road to truth. He will return and go still further, or perhaps step back a while and then return again. And I'm going to teach you why I look pretty good for an 81-year-old guy. Now, the reason I'm looking good for an 81-year-old guy, my mind has become possessed with the idea of listening to how I was in 1936. Now, there's nothing new about this. I went through the Second World War, my friends. I was killed. I went over here. I have good memories of myself, but you listen to me. There aren't any difference than the memories that you have about the instant of the idea of a hologram of light, of a dark energy that causes you to be dead for a moment and then come alive out in the universe. There. What did we do in the miracle of your new mind? You have an idea that it's possible. Should I teach for a minute? Say to me, shorten time.
Shorten time.
Obviously, you've invented time, because from the time you come into a hologram of light, you believe you live here, you get old, and you die. And you think that Jesus taught this 2,000 years ago. It doesn't make any sense. The only time he could possibly think about it is when you think about him in your own mind. Now, in the hologram, what you learned from me in the new continuum of time, that it's possible for you, and we're going to use the word, I'm going to use the word healing on it. Most of you, want a scenario of how I don't get old, I don't get sick, and I don't die? Well, I've known you for, 25 years, since I had my illumination. Nothing, you don't seem to get old. No, what kind of medicine are you taking? I say, I don't have any medicine to take. If I get sick, I'm dead. This is my whole teaching. And you just see that? The only reason I don't get sick is I don't have any remedy for myself. This is the idea of what I'm about to read you. If I know it's in my mind, the only way I could be sick is if I let myself get sick. Now, I have the little book here that's very famous in the Miracle Healer's Handbook. I don't have time to read it to you, but I'm going to give you just one direction of it before I continue the reading. You're causing your own disease. You're causing your own cancer. Now, cancer is actually an extremely joyous idea. Now, you're laughing with me. No, well, I don't have cancer. I don't know what you mean. The replication of yourself in the idea of cellular response are the manner in which you protect yourself in your body form to assure that you can get old and die. Now, can you use cancer in repetition to heal you? Of course. All the latest evidence indicate that the manner in which you suddenly become well are the idea of a multiplication of a single thought that you have in your mind. Now, the reason this is true is that every cell in your body actually contains the wholeness of you in your mind. Thank you for letting me teach this, okay? Thank you for letting me teach, okay? Here's what we'll do. We'll read a little bit about why I don't get sick. I'm going to attempt. There, I did it. There. You suddenly don't know why you're well. Shall I tell you you actually changed the image of yourself? No. The reason you can't tell you changed the image of yourself is you're going back to when I came in here almost 50 years ago or 60 years ago, and you're using it rather than letting it be what it is here and now without a need to identify it in an old relationship. Okay? You listen with me. Listen with me. Listen with me. Come on, come on. This is called healing. I have no concern about your cancer. I have no concern that you've got a bad cold. I have no concern about anything your body formulation is concerned. I'm concerned about how you're using your mind to identify your body. Listen. Let's talk healing for just a minute. Healing is the gift of those who are prepared to learn that there is no world and can accept the lesson when. Now, their readiness will bring the lesson to them in some form which they can understand and recognize. Some see it suddenly on a point of death. You've all seen it on points of death, and rise to teach it. Others find it in experience that is obviously not of this world, which shows them that the world does not exist because what they behold must be the truth and yet is clearly contradictory to the world that they see. And I'm back for just a moment. I'm about to challenge you with the idea you may decide that you finally want to do a miracle of your own mind. What I'm giving you is the entire power of God in the universal mind to escape. But you have to practice the idea of letting yourself behold. And that's why you have this. Here, listen with me. Some will find it in the course that I'm doing with you right now and in the exercising of the idea that I'm causing it and that I'm going to give it all away. Today's idea is true very simply because the world does not exist. And if it is indeed your own imagination, you can loose it from all things you ever thought it was by merely changing all the thoughts that gave it their appearance. Look, the sick are healed as you let go all thoughts of sickness, and the dead arise when you let thoughts of life replace all thoughts that you ever had of death. I'm going to read you one more sentence here, because this is the entirety of the lesson. We've got to stress it. It contains the foundation for today's idea. You look with me. You are as God created you. There is no place where you can suffer, and there's no time that can bring change to your eternal state. How can a world of time and place exist if you remain as God created you? The new sequence of time, this brought about the change and why you came in here a moment ago, are simply the idea that it's time for you to recognize yourself. Yes. Now, this is what we just read together, didn't we? Some see it at a moment of death. There's no way when you've had, and a lot of you have had death experience, you didn't suddenly have visions of other things where you were not in your body. And suddenly it seemed as though you were repeating the same thing over again. You know what? You are repeating it. This time you're going to change. This time you're going to see in the hologram of light that the source of your reality, instead of trying to continue to go circularly in the idea of yourself, is going to be still just a moment and let the past, which you had projected into the future, be released so you can recognize how much I love you. Okay, I'm going to tell you one more thing in 1 minute. You were picked for this job because of the manner in which you're organizing. You think that there's other people out there that are helping you. No, no, no. Once you get to the point in the hologram where you accept alteration of consciousness, you can see, no, I looked at all the old guys, they're all past 80 and they all look pretty old in their body. All I'm telling them is, I don't care how they look in their body. I'm teaching that the mind of love that I feel for you will eliminate the entirety of the idea of being fearful of getting old and getting crippled in a body. Now, I'm demonstrating, maybe I did pretty well. I went back to 1936 and I enjoyed so much the idea of the last 80, 70 years, or 200 years, or 2,000 years when Jesus suddenly was walking with you. Now, obviously, you have to have it in your own mind in order to change the value that you're giving to yourself. Now, are you healed? Sure. Never mind what you had. you're suddenly just beginning to enjoy the idea that your mind is responsible for what it sees and that the body itself doesn't do anything. The body will give a purpose to you in the reflection of the light that you have given it, but there's no reason in your own mind why you can't love the idea that the power of your mind to journey out in the universe as you escape your body is given you here and now. Is that so? You're going to escape your body? What happened to my sweater? I'm wearing it. Oh my Lord! I'm going to quick take off my sweater. I've got to go. Now the guy that's going to come on here in just a minute will be me from 58 minutes ago. Actually, it's from back in 1939, and the music that you're hearing in the background now, all right, are the proof that that's true. The proof that that is true within your own mind. Here it is. It's kind of nice. When somebody says, "You're wonderful," we're going to do a fade out on that because you're much more attractive and beautiful than you have let yourself be. And that's why you got the job. In your heart, you really want to escape out in the universe and you want to love and you want to be successful. Here we go. It doesn't hurt you. I'm going to do a fade out on the lyric. Those of you who like the idea of this, all right, it's available to you. All you have to do is make one call, and suddenly you're going to begin to teach the power of your mind to change what you are.
Things. You're wonderful. What a difference in your day. Seems as though your troubles disappear like a feather in your way. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, tells you with a smile so sweet, what are little stones you're stepping on? Just a meadow neath your feet. And how you meet the morning, you gaily swing along. At night you may be weary, your heart still sings a song. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, love is mighty close. All right.